from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As far as Matt's concerned, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, right? Matt's a strong young man. I know he's going to handle this. Certainly tough, especially coming off of the year he came off of already. The good thing is he's got a good family behind him that are going to support him, teammates that are going to support him, as well as the coaching staff and our entire football organization. You know, he's resilient. We've got to be resilient. We've got to move forward and be focused on solutions.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Good vibe on the song here. Milano. It's a breakup song. Although the Bills didn't break up with Milano. All right, he's out.
Not yet.
I kind of thought he wasn't going to be himself. I thought he wasn't going to be himself this year anyway. I mean, when McDermott told us at training camp, sitting down with us, he's got a long way to go. I thought, okay, he'll play.
Mm-hmm.
But the leg injury, is still... I don't still understand the whole scope of it. You break your leg, you're not supposed to need that much time. So obviously it's a very specific way or unique way that it happened.
Yeah, and other things must have happened.
Yes. And now a torn bicep, and he'll be out until December is what they're looking at.
Yeah. If I could try to put any sort of positive spin on it at all, it would start with that. It would start with, weren't expectations tempered a little bit? Wouldn't you have thought, hey, he plays early on, and you see what you get, and he slow plays his way back to normal Matt Milano-level play by the end of the season. By playoff time, or around it, Milano is back to his normal self. Wasn't that like the best-case scenario?
Sure. I mean, maybe not as late as playoff time. I might have thought...
But somewhere later.
I might have thought October.
October, somewhere in there.
A ramp-up session, sure.
All right, so he's probably out till at least December. It's his bicep, right?
Yeah.
Leg, knee, anything like that, mobility-wise on the lower extremities would have been, to me, a lot more concerning if that would have been what he injured. So again, it's not good that he's out, but if it's not going to be his knee, shouldn't I think that... You know, that was the question about him, right? Hey, does it look like he's hesitating when he's running? Watch this video. Does he run a little bit differently than normal? What's going on here? And I don't know. He now gets 4 months to strengthen his knee/leg.
Right. It's almost like, I mean, right, it's not a gift to him.
Right.
But instead of on-the-job rehab to get it fully back, he has more time to do it.
Because, and I don't think he can't do, you know, normal football. I'd be interested to know, actually, what can he do to strengthen his leg while his bicep is torn? Because you can't do normal football activities, But remember, what was the stuff Tre'Davious White was doing on the field, the training camp a couple years ago? Like parachute stuff or something?
They had him jumping on one leg a lot.
Okay.
I mean, he had an ACL.
Okay.
Then, of course, there's the hitting a tire with a hammer.
Okay, well, Milano couldn't do that. He could do the one leg stuff, couldn't he?
Yeah, right. You'd think he'd get his lower half, his legs, to where they need to be. So could it be just extended rehab? I mean, let's be honest. You pointed out the thing about cap hits.
Yeah.
Vaughn last year played and shouldn't have.
He shouldn't have.
And he says it, and we probably knew it, and they got Vaughn in as soon as they could. Last year, Vaughn was on the PUP list, which meant he had to miss four games. He played the fifth game, ready to go.
Yeah.
And why was that? Was that
him pushing for
it?
Was
that pressure from, not like the Bills are pressuring him, but you're a highly paid guy. You can play. How effective can you be? Doesn't matter. Get out there. You got to do it because we pay you to play this position, and we're not going to pay somebody else to do it. So Milano might have been out there, even though he would not have been 100%. And, okay, now this prevents that. You know, if Vaughn had picked up a bicep injury last year, we would not have seen him be ineffective for all those weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe by the time he does come back, he looks like, oh, he's more ready. I guess if you're looking for the silverest lining, that's it. That's right. The silverest lining. If you're looking for the dark cloud version of it, I would say the number of currently elite players the Bills have is the lowest it's been in 4 years. Is that fair?
I think you have to say that because isn't the answer one?
It's Allen. And after that, it's...
Like before, Milano was... It went when healthy, the second best player on the roster at what he does.
Okay, yeah.
Milano was that foul Jeremy Fowler ESPN poll that the executives do. Where did he rank among linebackers? What did those people that work in the league think he ranked among linebackers? The fourth best linebacker in football.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty common sentiment, I think.
He's NFL top 100 player.
He was a first team All Pro the last time he played.
Yep.
Like a full season. So, yes, he's an elite player.
Diggs had been an elite player. Jordan Poyer. I mean, people.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, you got Dusty Quick. He was a first-team All-Pro.
Yeah.
Micah Hyde, Tre'Davious White, first-team All-Pro at one point, right? Like, the Bills had a collection of elite players, and now they don't yet. Like, okay, you think Dalton Kincaid might become that? That's great. He might. You think Shakir could be an elite slot receiver? Okay, he might. You think Osiris Torrance could be a Pro Bowl guard? Okay, he might. But what Milano...
You might be able to think Rasul Douglas is that right now. It's just, can he do it again?
Okay.
Because he kind of just did it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the point is, right, it's on paper. They still have to play the games. Milano's departure or injury and missing more time means it is, it's funny, it is the Josh Allen show more than ever. It's Allen and guys that have yet to prove what they are. I mean, Terrell Bernard is another nice name here. And you like Ed Oliver. But every team has at least a certain number of, hey, these guys are pretty good. Where are the truly elite players on your roster? And for that, the Bills are in a spot that they've not been in quite some time.
Isn't it funny that for years it was debated, is there too much on Josh Allen's plate? And that was when they had all those elite players. And right now, where have they arrived? Isn't there more on his plate than ever right now? Isn't he kind of got to carry the whole thing?
Yeah, well, I don't know, Joe.
He has before, I think.
The conversations sure seem to be, if you get yak yards, your quarterback's not carrying you. Right? They're making plays after they get the football. It seems like all these conversations about Allen over the years have been, you need somebody to make more happen with the football in their hands so he's not throwing it as far. I mean,
and running it as much.
I guess. The way that we do the numbers on Allen's total yards versus the offense's total yards, yak yards won't change that. It'll just still be passing yards.
Just the air yards will go
maybe
down.
The commitment to the run, that'll be different. But anyway.
The vibes are at least down, though, with Milano being out.
For sure.
I had the thought yesterday, I have not been on this campaign for this guy or even wondered. I haven't even really wondered about him like a lot of Bills fans have this offseason. But I did have the thought yesterday of, I could probably use a Micah Hyde signing just for the vibes even right now, couldn't they? Just for the vibes of, hey, guys, Micah Hyde is back. And maybe, hey, I don't know if that's actually going to happen or is even a thought process for them. They've added safeties and they haven't added him. But what was part of Milano's value? Or what did they talked about him being back meaning for their defense? There was talk, a lot of talk about, hey, how important he is as a communicator out there on the field, as a veteran out there with Bernard and with all the young secondary players around him. Other than Douglas. So, I don't know. Maybe this changes that equation. I don't know that it should. Just had that thought yesterday. Like, give him another communicator, leader out there on the defense and give somebody some vibes back. Maybe there's something coming after training camp. Maybe there's not.
Well, I want to add linebacker to the list of positions they could trade for at the deadline. They've got room.
Yeah.
And we've thought maybe defensive end, depending on how Vaughn looks. Now add linebacker. I mean, last year they got Rasul Douglas, and that made a big difference. And if Dorian Williams doesn't look good for the first couple weeks, like linebacker is right at the top of the list.
And last year, the season ended in part last year because they got injured at linebacker.
Yeah, and A.J. Klein's not walking through that door.
Yeah.
Mainly because they probably won't ask him to.
So it's like, do you remember when, obviously you remember Carolina in 06, but with all the injuries. Do you remember, was it the next deadline that Darcy Regier traded for a million seventh defensemen?
That you've never heard of.
That you've never heard
including,
of.
Including, I think, Timo Helbling at one point. If that name is in my head for any reason.
That sounds familiar.
That might not be right. That might be someone from a movie.
Why did he do that, though? Didn't he do that because that's how the season ended the year before?
I'm
not going to let that happen again?
Yes.
So wouldn't that kind of be the Bills doing the same thing at linebacker? Well, we're just going to stockpile as many backup linebackers as we can because we're not letting A.J. Klein play for us in a playoff game again.
I think they'll just probably trade for a starter if they really need it. They'll find somebody.
That would work as the same thing, though, because then your depth would go back to being your depth.
Right. 803-0550. Vibes are down. Sal at 7. We'll get a recap of the practice. Hey, the offense looked good, and it might not surprise you at all. Shakir and Kincaid, 8 against Pittsburgh. So the offense looked good. We'll talk about it with Sal. 803-0550. He'll join us at 7 o'clock, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.